So welcome to the INSS podcast. And with us now on the 12th, in the 12th annual conference at the of INSS is Advocate Véronique Favreau from London. She is a solicitor and an advocate also in France. Welcome, and it's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we are meeting on the heels of the panel regarding cybersecurity, of which you were a part.
Yes.
And in that panel, you spoke quite frequently, at least twice to the best of my recollection, regarding the loss of confidentiality. So if we can, shortly, please can you elaborate on this loss of confidentiality? If I log on to my Gmail, is there going to be a loss of confidentiality, or are you talking only about financial institutions? Is it on the personal level, the organizational level?
What I meant exactly is the fact that it seems to me that in everyday life, there is a loss of value of everything which is confidential. There is probably because of the easy use of social media, the wish to share information. What is confidential is not the same thing that was confidential 20 years or 25 years ago. When you are in a situation of cyber attack, for example, where confidentiality is important, you cannot be sure that the employee of the institution, whether it's a banking institution or any other kind of business, will actually keep confidential whatever has happened to the system of the institution. And that's what I meant. I meant that nowadays you cannot be sure that the employees do not realize the importance of the information they have, or simply feel that they have to share it, because a lot of time people feel that it is in the public interest to let them know what is happening. On that basis, confidentiality is something which is disappearing.
And do you see, in that respect, do you see banks and financial institutions taking precautions and vetting employees, or having training to employees explaining that?
I think that in most employment contracts that I have seen, there are clauses to make sure that people keep the highest of confidentiality with the affairs of their employer. However, it is very, very difficult to battle a culture which is coming our way from the youngest generation. Mm. And I think it is something which is very difficult to address for a business, even if they try to, even if they provide training. I'm not sure it's that easy to do. It feels very natural to many of us nowadays to send an information through WhatsApp, by email, or any kind of very quick mean of exchanging without realizing the consequences it may have.
It's interesting that you should say that, because I think here in Israel, it's very different, of course, but I think in the military, where you have young soldiers, you know, relaying information on WhatsApp, yeah. I think it's probably talking about the same thing, except in different sectors.
Yeah.
So in that respect, when we speak about the loss of confidentiality and the threat, do you see a difference? You, as we introduced you, you're in London and you're in France. Do you see a difference in the different parts of Europe regarding the confidentiality, regarding provisions taken by financial institutions, or is it the same? Do they have the same codes?
In the financial institutions themselves, I think that we can look at them from a cultural point of view. And I think the issue of confidentiality is much wider than the financial institutions only, even though it certainly applies to them in particular. But there are cultures which are more discreet or more used to confidentiality than others. I would say that in the European countries, certainly in both my countries, confidentiality is a big issue. I would guess that probably in Israel, confidentiality is taken much more seriously, because there is an importance of protection of the country. So that makes people realize that you cannot share everything and anything. I think there are also other cultures which are simply more discreet than others. For example, our Swiss friends are people who are much more discreet naturally. Same thing, German people are much more discreet than the French or the British. And I think it goes into, of course, the financial system. It's a question of nature of the employees and all the teams working in the institution.
It's very interesting. It's a cultural issue at the end of the day.
I think so.
A lot of it is reflected on by the culture.
I think so, yes.
So in that respect, when we speak about the culture and the ability to share, do you see banking institutions sharing best practices with each other, or a bank that's been attacked is very, well, we also spoke, part of the panel addressed the issue of when it leaks outside or when the media takes it outside. So if a bank has undergone a cyber attack, how quick is the industry, that particular bank, to share its problems, its best practices with other similar banking institutions in the industry? How much is the industry, how much does it provide perhaps a community, a learning community, or is it each to his own?
I would guess it is very much each to his own. And the way the information and the lessons are learned is through the regulators. But I have not seen any example of one institution going in Western Europe, going directly, for example, to a competitor or trying to organize a round table to share the lessons and the information of an attack. However, as the regulators are involved when there is this kind of crisis, the information, whether positive or negative, goes back up to the regulator, which then tends to use that to ripple the positive effect to the other member of the financial institutions and use the information which have been learned. So I would not say that it is a direct exchange of information, but very indirect through the regulator and from time to time the police, but more importantly through the regulator. And that's why the role of the regulator is amazingly important. It's important that the regulator understands the issue of the cyber attack. It is extremely important that they also have teams which evolve, because unfortunately we all know that hackers evolve much, much more quickly than the people who defend that kind of situation. So in order to make sure that we are not only answering the problem, but that we are forward and ahead, it is really important that the regulators are at the top of their games.
So I will pick up on your sentence that the hackers are evolving more quickly.
Yeah.
Over a period of time, from your experience in the field, are you seeing that there are more cyber attacks and that the banking community, the banking institutions, are better equipped to deal with these attacks, or are there less attacks because the banking industry is perhaps more equipped? Or are we seeing completely different directions where there's just as many attacks as there are that can be? I think one of the panelists, Mr. Shashadri, said that we are seeing attacks every day.
Yes.
And another panelist said we should wake up each morning under the premise that there is an attack on the bank now, and
we may not
have
seen
it.
Exactly.
So has this changed over the years?
In 2016, I think it's the CEO of Société Générale in France explained that over the previous 10 years, the number of cyber attacks, not necessarily positive for the hackers, but the number of cyber attacks had multiplied every year by a multiple between 2 and 10.
Wow.
So, you know, between 2006 and 2016, that was the statement of this large French banking group. I think we can probably say exactly the same for every single large banking group in the world. However, I believe that, you know, despite from time to time being slightly annoyed with some clients or some reaction which I don't believe are forward and ahead enough, I think that awareness is growing and that people are taking measures, and financial institutions in particular are taking measures to defend themselves. And that's why we do not see maybe as many successful cyber attacks than we should expect, because the number of attacks is absolutely huge. I believe that the Bank of England stated that for any single institution, it's several attacks per day. So, you know, these very large financial institutions clearly have been working on these matters a lot and for a long time. And I would say that, to me, one of the worry is maybe the middle-sized financial institutions, which may not have immediately realized the risk represented by these cyber attacks, and who may therefore not be as well prepared as the very large group who are ahead of the game and quite powerful to defend.
Thank you very much, Advocate Véronique Favreau.
Thank you.
For me, I think what we'll take forward is the fact that the banks are evolving and are becoming better in protecting us citizens from these threats.
Thank you very much. And themselves.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Join us for more podcasts and interviews on the INSS website.